Oh, man. Oh, the spirit of the king is getting inside of me. Oh, damn it.
Time now for another poem by Elvis.
There I sit, brokenhearted. I came to poop, but died of a massive drug overdose instead. That's a bummer, man, I'm telling you.
That's a bummer.
Who are these Dancing with the Stars judges talking about?
You guys were together. There was harmony between you.
I'm telling you, you really put 110% on everything you do.
Not only can you do sexy, but you can do showy.
You are truly the dream team.
It can only be
Bo and Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
What about Randy? Randy will start crying if we don't. Hey, Randy.
Hey, what's up,
good
boy?
To see you, man. He's Elvis, the Mexican Elvis, everybody. Hey! Hit me, baby.
Just don't have me go to Arizona for you, boys.
Arizona and not take no identification with you? You know, there's a bus leaving from Oak Cliff today.
You mean the Freedom Bus?
The Freedom Bus to go and protest this unfair law in Arizona. I don't see what the big deal is. Cop says, are you legal? Well, si, senor. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
What's the problem? No, that's Nazi Germany, damn it. We can't have that, man.
No way.
Okay, if you want to go, Randy, go ahead.
Yeah.
But leave it while
you're here.
I like Texas.
Hey, it's Thursday. That means fun with music day.
Right.
We have a little mashup for yas. We have Zilch the Tory Steller on the show today.
And he'll scramble your brain.
And he's kind of musical.
Yeah, he's kind of musical.
Right. Yeah.
But I need to give you another one of these. Because when he gets here, you're going to have to pay attention or it'll go right by you. Cool. So get up. Do our morning
Ah! Cloudy and a 30% chance of rain or a thunderstorm. Should be high of around 85 before the temperature drops. Right now, 75 at Lone Star, 92.5.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmer. Oh. You're beautiful, man. Wow. Star 92.5.
Yeah, can't we all live as one?
Yeah, come on. We won't kick you out of the country. Do you got your papers, man? Okay, just check it. Warning stretch. Oh, man.
Cloudy with a 30% chance of rain or a thunderstorm today. High around 85. It is 74 at Lone Star 92.5. What?
I'm sorry. I don't know why. Some days are just tougher than others, and I move a little slower.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
And now a word from one of our many fine sponsors.
Hi, Oily Clean.
Oh, Dead Billy Mays again, right. Ladies and gentlemen. Dead Billy Mays.
And earlier this morning, the TV was on in the old break room there, and after Bo hangs out there and get the show together, and they're showing alternatives on cleaning up that oil. Some guy was throwing, he said, use bales of hay.
Yeah, he threw some hay in a big pan full of water and oil, soaked the oil right up.
Wow.
Some guy in Oak Cliff.
There's the Sweet 200 Salon in Oak Cliff. These people saw the Planet Green Channel not too long ago where they were using hair.
Human hair.
To clean up the oil. It said it soaks it right up.
Well, you've seen people that go around and don't wash their hair, how nasty and greasy they look, so it makes sense.
And so this salon is enlisting a bunch of people to drop off their hair.
Yeah, just come in, let us clip a little, and we'll throw it in the Gulf and see if it soaks up the oil.
Yeah.
We'd be no worse off than before. You know, and throw some hay out there, too.
Have some hairy, oily beaches.
Well, that's okay.
No, because the hair would soak it all up, or the hay would soak it all up.
Yeah. Of course, then you go, well, we got to do something about cleaning up his hair and hay out here because the fish are choking to death
hair. That's what I mean.
There's the Coast Guard in Alabama says a bunch of tar balls have washed up on the beach.
Yeah.
Look out, Galveston. Yeah, here it comes.
Yeah, Galveston is worried about it, too.
Man, I won't be able to get no crabs and guidos no more, man.
And they're worried about hurricane. You know, what's going to happen if a hurricane hits that?
Ooh, it pulls up all that oil and slaps
right down. Will the oil prevent the evaporation, and then there will be no hurricane? Or will the water churn up enough where there will be evaporation and the hurricane
will
run? Wait a
minute, Jimmy, you're scaring me, man.
There's good news in this whole thing? No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Wait, there is good news. Hold it.
What?
For Memorial Day, gas prices are poised to go down instead of up.
Well, good.
They don't always do that, though. They say, well, we need to charge you more. Yeah,
that's because they see we have a surplus in the Gulf of Mexico.